Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see, and then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else do you have to do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you.
That's right.
We need your wisdom.
That's
we
right.
need your maturity.
That's
you say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle-aged. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God?
Go ahead.
Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not at the center. You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover.
That's right.
K. Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers. Coming.
And welcome to this edition of the Black Power Truth Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. Show, of course, is sponsored by the New Black Liberation Militia. We're here every Thursday at 6 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Brother Anthony. So glad that you could join us. You could also listen to us at www.blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. The call-in number, as always, is 516-453-9457. And again, we thank you for joining us today. And I want to bring in from the New Black Panther, the New Black Liberation Militia, the Supreme Commander. He is Prince Najee Muhammad. And Commander, Black Power, how are you today, sir? Are you there, Commander? Are you there, Commander? Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
I went to St. Louis, Missouri the other day at Black Panther's Mall of the Country. No one knew about it at all. They had machine guns, recoilless rifles, grease guns, Lugers, 25 of them, all armed. And the chief of police met me at the airport when I arrived, and they were there, right there at the steps. He said, you were violating the law. Yeah, we're violating the law. He said, we're tired of our white and black leaders, Jackie and Martin and Bobby, being killed. We're going to protect this man while he's here. And they didn't arrest one of them. Because they said if you arrest one, then someone's going to die because we are ready to kill. Black power means black dignity. Just as surely as you're proud to be white, we're proud to be black. Black is beautiful, baby. It's pretty. I always say to my brothers, I say, baby, don't worry about the white chicks. We got everything from from chalk to charcoal in our own race. You know, see? Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Black power means dignity. It means we're going to walk side by side with you or through you. We're going to be with dignity and integrity. We don't want any more than you have, and we're not going to accept any less than you have. That's Black power.
Commander, are you there? Hey, how are you, Commander? Yeah, okay, yeah, we've got you on the air. I'm not sure what was going on there. I definitely had to. I'm not sure what was going on, but you know what? Again, thanks for joining us. And you know, our topic today, you know, the Brother Khalid basically led us to what our topic is about today, and that is revolution.
Right, revolution, 100%. I give all greetings to the Black Nation and also what they call the Black community here in the hills of North America and what they call the reservation of states that we are surrounding and what we live in the hills of North America. The topic today on the Black Power Truth Hour is revolution, 100%. And when we have our National Black Power Tribute to Dr. Khalid, January 26th, ATL, the topic would be Revolution 100, Dr. Khalid 100, what manner of a man was he?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And anybody else on the line? Hey, now.
We have one other person from 203, and that's it right now.
Oh, okay. We got to do this little more promoting and stuff, and then next week I will give the before we get going to the hour show. Okay.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Right.
Because a lot of
people don't know the Black Power Truth Hour was said and started right here in Cleveland, Ohio, in 1999, by our Black Power General, that bad, bald-headed Black man, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, who I represent today. It seemed like a lot of good, great stuff started in Cleveland. You see, the first mayor came out of Cleveland. The first major gun battle with the police in the country started in Cleveland. A lot of people today do not know this, because a lot of people have been dumbed down by social media, by mind control engineer, Black Mason control program, behavior modification. We don't understand what's going on within and around us and through us in this damn time. And it's why you see your Hispanic and your Mexicans and all your other ethnic groups to come over here and come the hell up. Why? Because they were not put in slavery. They were not enslaved. That's why. They're not suffering from menticide. They're not suffering from the technology or the technique of the ethnic technique of brain maneuvering. It's a thing to use called diversion the thought pattern of the people. And they reverse the thought pattern of us as the people to go against one another, to hate one another. But you don't see this in other groups and ethnic groups. Hell no. That's why I love the brothers and stuff in the East, in Africa, because, you know, they have their hang-ups. They have their fighting among each other as well, but not like us. Not like us, because when it comes to this cracker, they all in one accord.
Right.
I'm telling you, they go
exactly.
Buck wild. That's right.
Exactly.
One thing I noticed when they said, when they went down Ferguson was looking for Cleveland to jump off first. St. Louis, all they were looking for Cleveland to jump off first. But they in Cleveland didn't make a move. And what they did, they made a move and went buck wild. 9 o'clock cocktail. Police officers, K-9, caught on fire. Then Baltimore went up. Baltimore sent 128 officers to the police station. Huh? They were like black Palestinians. Them bricks, them stones, and them damn rocks ain't no joke. I'm telling you, look, ask the Israeli soldiers in Palestine on the Gaza Strip. Them rocks, bricks, and stones are no joke. And Baltimore police learned a big lesson from that. They got to get some more shields and more padding and stuff. So they were spooked out. But when they brought up Cleveland on the BAT show with Michael Dyson and everybody, man, it was like doing the old Western movie, we ride through town, anybody hiding, peeking around the corner. And so that's how Cleveland was with 137 shots went down. All the so-called gangsters and the definition of gangster means power and control. Crackers can shoot you and kill you, lock you up, put you in jail, and you don't fight back. You ain't gonna kill nothing white, let nothing white die. Straight up. That's why the new Black Panther. That's why the new Black Liberation Militia. That's why the Guerrilla Mainframe. DVP New Gun Club. Look at it. Go to your website, brothers and sisters. They're hearing the A-way throughout the country on the Black Power Truth Hour. Power Radio 101.1. Go to Homeland Security today and hit click on the new Black Military Groups in America. Go to the Southern Party Law Center and look what they say. They got all the white groups, but now they got the black separate groups 193% at the top. We were never at the top. Never at the top. We was always in the middle somewhere. Now we all at the top. Black Power Radio Show. You want the number? Yeah, and you look at when Barack Obama came in office. It was 900 white militias in America. When he got in office, gun thing went like wildfire. Now it's 4,300 white militia groups in America. But why only 193 black militia groups or armed groups in America? That's a shame.
They want us to be sitting targets. That's
they want to. So a lot of our people want to get along and go along. It's like the sister here in Houston. These damn gone folks got let up. Cute ground hollering, screaming. They still beating them, and they all these brothers with camera phones. Whoa, you serious? Camera phones? But when we was in high school at Cleveland Heights, we were snatching police off of our pockets. Our road dog. We was thrown down with Cleveland Heights police. We was thrown down with shit. I don't know what these folks doing today. This is out my man's name what they doing today. Standing there screaming and yelling and stuff. They ain't scared. We was coming out of the West End Mall. Nine of us, new Black Panther. Saw a red dog jumping on the brothers on the West End. I led the charge, ran across the street. We just like football, like a WWE, and they backed the hell up, knocking them police off our brothers, pulling them off the brothers. Brother got a blue rag, the brother got a red rag, When they looked up, the eyeballs came out their head. Oh, it's new Black Panther, because they know the Panther, They know the Crips and Blood know the Panther is the father of them.
Exactly.
Look at the documentary, Bastards of the Party. That's what Crip and Blood and Crip means, community, revolutionary in progress. You see? Blood means brother overcoming all oppression. They better wake the hell up in 2018 going to 2019. You know?
It's been,
there it is. Holler if you hear me. Revolution. 100%. Khalid Muhammad, my mentor, revolutionary father, said revolution means complete constructive change. Change of yourself. Change of your heart. Change of your soul. Change of your mind and your black behind. But wake the hell up. IQ said you better check yourself or before you really wreck yourself.
Exactly. And
that's right.
When you realize how the climate, I mean, let's face it, the mindset hasn't changed over the years. It's still there. Now they have different methods. They have different ways of trying to go after folks. And plus, you know, they have the blessing from, you know, from the president. I mean, but see, let's be honest. I think for a lot of folks, they got comfortable when they saw Obama in office. But all that really did was just fan the flames even more. And because, like you said, there were more hate groups the day he became president than there are
president
now.
Obama,
now they just now.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Right, from thousands of people, he said, "This is not the president. He's not Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump." Then he said, "Everybody start booing." He said, "Oh no, don't boo, coach."
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, man, going on? Cole probably ain't no joke, man.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people, he started getting like that because when they had that bomb threat and stuff, going through their address where they live at and all that crazy stuff going on. You know,
mm-hmm.
Rob ain't said that, man. He said, how could it be a fear and scare? We've been here 470-plus years. We went through there going dogs, and we've been in the hole. We've been lit. We've been burned to the stake. That was Barack Obama dropping like it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And see, you know, you were talking earlier before in regards to how in this country now it's basically black law versus white law. Elaborate a little bit more on that, Commander.
I'm coming out of the store. Okay. What do you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but You were talking about a concept earlier in regards to black law versus white law.
Uh-huh.
You know, elaborate a little bit more. Elaborate
so,
a little bit more on that.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got the change. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying you were talking earlier in regards on the topic in regards to black law versus white law. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Right. Yeah, I'm following right now. Hold up.
Yeah, I hear you fine. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Go right ahead, Commander. I'm here. Can you hear me okay? I think we just lost Commander there for a quick second. Hopefully he'll give us a call back. We do have a caller, another caller from 216 area code. Black Power, are you there? Hello? Commander back on now. Commander, you there?
Yeah, I got cut off, so.
No problem. But again, we were talking about the concept of black law versus white law. Just elaborate a little bit more on that, sir.
Black law is quoted as the universal black cosmopolitan thing. White law is a recessive week of the universe. It's not part of the cosmic order. Divine law, black law, is divine law. White law is a evil, wicked law, a corrupt law that only benefits the status quo. As my teacher and the master teacher himself, Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad, taught us what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us about the different methods of law that governs this earth. We as the people have gravitated to the recessive law. The recessive law is the law set by white folks. What we call white law. But black law is universal divine law. For us as a people have been raped and stripped from our own memory bank and our own membrane of the pioneer divine essence of the connection to black law. We just go along to get along. We just said, let me have, let me go. That's what we're dealing with right now as a people.
Exactly. Exactly. And what gets me is that as we get closer to Election Day and all these other things, you're seeing all these distractions, like the, you know, like the shooting in Pittsburgh and so many other things, and they're trying to put fear in folks into not voting, and almost to the point now where they want to make it so that people are afraid to even just go outside their house. And but they got to realize that this guy is nothing about, everything he's all about is about deception. That's why that's how he became prominent in the first place.
Yes, he used what their race, as the people been taught, the resistor of law governing. And that law governing that was taught to white folks was the law of trickery, the law of deception, the law of cunning. That's the snake, the devil himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, again, you know, we're less than a week away from Election Day, and there's a lot being made about the midterms and everything like that. But in the overall scheme of things, and again, this is just I just wanted to get your opinion on this, Commander. In the overall scheme of things, What does next week's Election Day mean in the big picture, do you feel?
Well, really, I don't care about who they get, what they're doing when it comes to that political arena. You know? I don't care what's going on.
It's 'cause, you know, The whole voting thing, I go back and forth with it myself, and I understand that there were people that came before us that, you know, that gave their lives for it, but it's almost like, especially now, you know, their lives have gone in vain because, like you said, there's two separate countries now, there's Black America and then there's White America. And the twain shall never meet, you know. They've spent so much time trying to kill us and take away all of our rights that the voting almost gets become almost obsolete for many people.
How about it, Lee? Yeah, I know. You see, everything's obsolete. What they're doing today. I gotta go. Everything's obsolete what they're doing today. You see? Everything's obsolete. Because they only have one book of mathematics, but they don't know nothing about the other 59,999 books of mathematics. And this is why they governing off of their law. They law is not but an offshoot as a recessive law they governing by. Black law is the universal black cosmic order of things, and that's divine law.
Right.
You see? And white law, black law, is a true distinction. Everything has a law. You have the anteater, and you have the ant. The ant eater is not going to be the friends of the ant, and the ant is not going to be the friends of the ant eater. You have
exactly.
A chicken, and you have a chicken hawk. But the chicken hawk is not going to be friends with the chicken, or the chicken with the chicken hawk. Because the chicken hawk want to take the chicken and have a noodle out of the chicken. The wolf is not going to be a friend with the sheep. And we all sheep among the white wolves and some black wolves. But the wolf is not going to be a friend to the sheep, but the wolf is allowed to have a meal from the sheep. Same way the dog of nature. And these are different laws of nature. You see? The opposite of down is up. The opposite of up is down. Opposite of different gravity. You have a plate, and you have a plastic plate, and you have a hard plate. They both will do what? Hit the ground at the same time. It's like you have an eagle flying in the air, but you see a cow, and that cow gets up on the cliff and wants to jump off and think he can fly like the eagle. But that cow will hit the ground and turn the ground around because he's not like the eagle. These are the different laws. And that's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us the law of track, light, repeal. Yaku is the founder of that. And but we want to be lovely and friends and stuff against some human that is not human. He said he's human, but he's a light human, but he's a different species of a human. I'm coming from what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught. But all the people claim this and that, but they're not even on that. And that's my mentor, Dr. Khaled Duke Muhammad. I said, oh, you always want to quote. Garvey said, Malcolm said, Noah Drew Ali said, Elijah said. He said he had all the books and all the texts, everything, all the damn on the wall, but you have a goddamn thing on the ball. Black power, truth power. Don't touch that dial. Our topic tonight is revolution, 100%. Power is here.
Absolutely. Got about a couple more minutes, Commander. What's your final message to us this evening as we wind down?
My final message is a message of complete constructive change. Not what Khaled Muhammad taught, but what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught, and what he took from what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught. You see, we are in this time zone, the theology of time. And Mr. Louis Farrakhan, my spiritual father, talks about it's time and what must be done. The time and what's going to be done is revolution. A complete constructive change. Not with balance. Not with war and bloodshed. That's the last result. Change comes with ourselves. Change comes with the heart, the soul, and the mind. And your black behind. Woo. It is revolution, 100%. Black power.
Absolutely.
Truth power.
Black power.
Don't touch that black dial.
Absolutely. We're going to end it right there, Commander. Again, appreciate you joining us. As always, want to thank everybody for joining us on this week's edition of Black Power, Truth Power. We'll be back on again next Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Brother Anthony. You have yourself a wonderful evening.
All right, Black Power family.
Black Power.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.